So what was the conversation like around that?
Well, we were heartbroken to hear of this tragedy and felt like we wanted to go on the record to say that we condemn the massacre and also anti-Semitism and any kind of hatred against people based on race or ethnicity or religion. It's so contrary to the sort of community that we're striving to create, where men and women can appreciate people that we might think of as other but see them still as human beings. So we wanted to create a statement and to send it out to members of our community and to the one in Pittsburgh so that was struck by this tragedy.
What sort of feedback have you gotten so far?
I've heard from local rabbis who appreciated hearing this kind of support. I think that it's one of those situations where people are scrambling to put things into words. So I expect we'll get more feedback as in the next couple of days, too.
The last couple years have probably provided a lot of stuff for a, you know, something with the name the Institute for Christian Muslim Understanding to discuss. How has the Institute reacted to that?
Well, we have had a lot of interest from people in the community who, since the election, are concerned about immigrants, Muslims, and people of other groups that seem to be cast as others, or that culture seems to be telling us to be afraid of them. So that we have created some opportunities, one right after the election, to just come and listen to a handful of speakers, and we filled a high school gymnasium with people who just kind of wanted to connect with each other and let each other know that they cared. Since then, we've had a screened a film, we've had panel discussions, some concerts, anything that we can do that to sort of bring out people who may not themselves know a Muslim, or a Muslim who may not know a Christian, and just creating opportunities for them to meet and talk to each other. I'm afraid that this is an issue that's not going away anytime soon, and we just need to keep creating these avenues for people to take this small but critical step of putting aside their own fear and reaching out and having a conversation.
If people listening to this right now would wanted to get involved, what would be the best way for them to do that?
Well, we do have a website, and people could go there. We are putting together some activities for after the first of the year for Christians and Muslims to gather around a speaker and a topic. So if anybody's interested in just learning about that, they could tell us on our website, and we'll get back to them when we have the details more organized.
Is there anything you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I just think that, you know, right now we all need to take some responsibility for this culture that we live in. We need to recognize in our own lives how we are vulnerable to people telling us to be afraid. We need to take a good hard look at that and be willing to set it aside and get to know each other, to not automatically suspect or condemn somebody just because they don't agree with us in some important way.
I've been speaking with Nancy Haught with the Institute for Christian Muslim Understanding here in Portland. Nancy, thank you so much for talking with me today.
You're very welcome.
For KBOO Evening News in Portland, I'm Sam Bowman.